Good morning and welcome to today's podcast for January 28th, 2005. Today we have a special guest to define our word of the day. The word is cover, and our guest is Brian Ibbett from Coverville.
Howdy. Thanks for sending the car to pick me up from the airport. I appreciate that.
You bet, Brian. It's a pretty big budget operation here at today's podcast. So I think I'll skip the familiar definition of the word cover, which is both a verb and a noun. And I want to turn to you and see what counts as a cover for you on Coverville.
Well, I'm no expert, just the mayor of Coverville. But the way I define a cover is any recorded performance of a song that was recorded by any other configuration group or artist. And I throw in that configuration because Sting can cover a Police song, even though he was a member of the Police. Technically, it's a different configuration of the lineup, so I consider that a cover.
So what about when Prince sang Nothing Compares to You? Is he covering it?
He's covering it because he originally wrote it for Sinead O'Connor, and actually, technically, he wrote it for a group called The Family. Sinead O'Connor covered it, and then Prince later recorded himself. So he covered it. Definitely cover.
What about Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday? Is that a cover?
Sure. I mean, it would have to be a cover of a previously recorded work. It was broadcast. It was recorded. So technically, it would be a cover.
Excellent. Are you going to play it soon?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to have to pay the that family in Iowa $18 for using Happy Birthday in a recorded performance.
Excellent. And then the last question I had for you is, earlier tonight you mentioned another definition you had for what counts as visiting a city.
Or a state.
Or visiting a state.
Yes. Yeah, well, it goes along with my goal of visiting all 50, there's 50 states now, right?
Cause we get roughly. That,
yeah, we got those other two. Visiting all 50 states by the time I turn 40. To have counted to visit a state, you have to have left the airport. You know, if you've got a layover in Dallas-Fort Worth, doesn't count as being to Texas. You actually have to leave the airport, and you have to get a meal. So even if you're driving through from Maine down to Boston, you can't just drive through those states along the way. You have to get out, have a meal, and continue on your trip to have visited those states.
I think that's a good definition. Thanks a lot for being our guest today, Brian, or being my guest today. That's it for today's podcast. If you've got questions or comments, you can send them to scott@todayspodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and please tell your friends about podcasting.